staying with quality and safety for patients. Last week, ABC TV's 7:30 reported on the increasing number of Australians living with chronic illness and the pressure this places on the health system. One in two Australians live with a chronic illness like diabetes or heart disease, and that's up from about two in five a decade ago. Geoffrey Braithwaite is Professor of Health Systems Research at Macquarie University, and he's been looking at the quality of care delivered in Australian hospitals for some years now. So how are Australia's hospitals dealing with this escalating issue, chronic illness, and how does it affect patient safety?
So let's think about that in terms of the 25 million of us who all rely on the health system for care. 11 million of us have some sort of interface with the system to get care each year. That's sort of everyone in your family, everyone of your friends is going to interface with the health system sooner or later. So that all has to be managed in a coherent way. And there's lots of pressure on the system to perform well and produce good care for all of us. If you add into that, a lot of people suffer from not just acute conditions where they need to go and have a sharp episode of treatment, but chronic conditions that are going to last for the rest of their lives. That puts enormous pressure on the system.
And how much of that is to do with hospital care and how much of it is outside hospital, general practice, allied health, that sort of thing?
Around about 30%, maybe 25 to 30%, depending on how you measure it, is hospital-based care. The rest is, you know, coverage for medical care, medical services, general practice, aged care, rehabilitation, the whole gamut of care that's provided. It's hard to disentangle it, though. It's a very interesting question you ask, James, because when does the hospital stop and then the outpatient care begin and the general practice referral back into the hospital? So it's a complex system.
And returning to the concern around chronic illness, how much of it is related to an aging population? How do those two things intersect?
It's logical to think that as we age, we're more likely to accumulate some health problems, and some of those will be chronic conditions. So as the population in Australia ages, it's likely that we're going to face many more chronic conditions. And often people over the age of 65 or 70 or 80 will have multiple chronic conditions. The numbers are interesting. 3.8 million Australians aged 65 years and over now, 13% of the population. That's the level of aging. By 2097, and it might be hard for listeners to think that far ahead, you know, 12.8 million people will be aged and suffer many more chronic conditions. So it's only going to get harder for the health system to cope with all the chronic conditions that are coming.
And is that because there's just more people, or because there's also research that suggests we're living healthier for longer?
Well, we're living for longer healthier, yes. But we're living for longer, healthier, but we will live longer and accumulate more chronic conditions. We still might be healthy, but we'll be still suffering from arthritis or some heart disease or, you know, after the age of 65, you're not going to be an Iron Man anymore. You will have slow deterioration. And then there's, of course, dementia. My mother suffers from dementia. She's in a unit well cared for. But, you know, that's a condition of the aging, and we're going to have more and more of that.
And what does our in-hospital care look like in terms of its efficiency, how often we're getting best practice care?
So internationally, we do well. On the world stage, we're obviously one of the wealthy countries. We've got a health system commensurate with that wealth, our healthy GDP per capita. And therefore, we've got a well-organized, well-managed, very well-staffed hospital system. Specialists are very well-trained, doctors and nurses and allied health professionals are really good. But that's not to say that we don't have problems.
Indeed. And I think in reporting you've done before, it was something like only 6 in 10 episodes of care follow standards, and 1 in 10 patients are still having complications when they go to a hospital.
So I like to think about it as 60, 30, 10. If you want to carry three numbers around in your head, 60% of care is in line with level one evidence or guidelines. That is, it's evidence-based care. The other 40% departs from the guidelines or the evidence. 30% of care is estimated to be some form of waste. Now, that's a harsh word. What it means is there might be duplication of services or tests, care that really isn't called for but is done anyway, and there's administrative overheads. So 30% is waste, and 10% is harm. One in 10 patients in an inpatient setting suffers some sort of harm. A lot of it's little bitty, sort of not terribly difficult harm, but some of it is serious harm and some of it is, a large proportion of that is preventable. Mm. So I like to think about it as the 60-30-10 problem.
Have those numbers changed over time? Because I know in the past you've joined us on the Health Report and spoken about those numbers and they don't seem to be moving much over the years.
They're not. They stay rather steady. Now, I just want to say, though, it's easy to say, okay, that means the health system is terrible. Those are international numbers too. That's what health systems seem to deliver. Mm. Those numbers have remained quite sticky. And the reason is they're hard to beat. They're hard to do something about.
Are they the numbers we should be focusing on, or should we be focusing on something else?
Those are three very important numbers that we could turn our attention to in a much more concerted way. I think my research points to that and other international researchers points to that.
What are some of the ways we could be doing that?
We could be having much better conversations between patients and their attending doctor about the care that they receive and the extent to which that's in line with the guidelines. For example, there's nothing stopping us having the key indicators from guidelines which tell you what should be done about, say, asthma care, to be on an app that the patient has, and the patient knows what to expect, therefore, rather than just going ad hoc onto Dr. Google. If I was to ask people in society about the health system, what would pop into most heads is a hospital. That's not what the game is all about. That's part of the solution, but that's where you really are treated after the event. Really, the hospital system's an illness system, not a health system. The rest of the system should be geared much more to trying to produce good health.
Geoffrey Braithwaite, Professor of Health Systems Research and Founding Director of the Australian Institute of Health Innovation at Macquarie University.